I've got cancer. Lymphoma. I've had several surgeries already. They extracted the malignant tumors. Well, that's cancer for you. I know better than anyone else where the red line is. Because I'm a doctor. But there's still room for doubt. Every day in the hospital, I see death in front of me. And that's why I've accepted it, and I'm preparing myself for it. But it hasn't been long, though. I mean, actually, until yesterday.
Okay. Are you ready?
Hello, Miss Harley Paul.
Hello.
How are you? Help yourself.
Oh, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thanks.
Enjoy it. Oh. Hello.
Wow. Hello.
Help yourself.
Oh, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Excuse me. You don't want another?
No, thanks. How are you, darling? Are you okay?
Oh, my God, the poor thing! Oh, someone call an ambulance! Quickly! Call an ambulance!
What happened? He was fine a minute ago.
Do you know him?
Yes, he's our own Mr. Samovar.
Step aside. Step aside, sir. I'm a doctor.
Yeah, she's a doctor. Mom! I think he's had a stroke.
No, no, he's breathing. Look.
No, he hasn't had a stroke. Please step aside.
Miss Harley Paul? Miss Harley Paul? Miss Harley Paul? Miss Harley Paul? Oh, I'm sorry. Did I wake you?
No.
I'm sorry. You see, your head was tilted and your eyes were shut. I thought you were in thought. My father, God rest his soul, would close his eyes and tilt his head whenever he was in thought.
It's okay. What happened?
Nothing happened.
Then why did you wake me up?
I woke you up. You just said you weren't asleep.
Okay, whether I was asleep or not, why are you standing over me like that?
Nothing. Oh, I just remembered. I came to tell you that you had no calls. I thought you wanted to take your pills.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Did that need saying?
It didn't. Oh, no, I wanted to ask why you're sleeping here. Why don't you go up to your room? If anybody calls, I'll transfer the call to your room. What's your number? Did you give it to them?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
But I told them that if my mobile's turned off or it's exploded, they could call here.
Well, yes, if it exploded, yes. I'm sorry for troubling you. You can rest and get on with it, okay?
Get on with what?
I don't know. Sleeping, thinking, taking a nap, whatever it was. Sorry for troubling you. Here you are.
Where are your pastries?
Pastries?
Haven't you bought any?
Why should I buy pastries? No, just take a look at me. Why should I buy some?
Okay, don't buy any.
Excuse me. Yes, hello? You rest, it's not for you. No, sir. This is a hotel. We don't have massaging chairs to sell. Well, whoever gave you this number has made a mistake. Because you've been calling 10 times a day asking for a massaging chair. Well, that's tiring, don't you think? If I knew how to massage, I'd massage you myself. You're welcome. Goodbye. He calls here wanting a massage chair. You rest.
Oh, no. Well, can't you do something? Very well, then. Let me see what I can do. A 3x4 photo. Okay, okay. Thank you. Yep. Goodbye. Hello. Hello. Good day. Yes, it is. Good day to you too. Excuse me, I wanted to cancel these tickets.
You wanted a return ticket?
Yes, tonight for Tehran.
Miss Ali Paul?
Yes.
Okay. When should I issue the dates for?
I don't know. I'll come later and give you a date.
Then you decided to stay here. Well, it's Mashhad. A one-day trip here makes everything else seem trivial.
I only wish this day would never end.
Should I issue a ticket for your mother as well?
Yes. She won't go anywhere without me.
Actually, she was here this morning. And from what she was saying, I could tell she wants to see more of Mashhad. Miss Yagobi, can you do this for me? Let's just get it sorted. That'd be lovely. Thank you so much.
No, Mother. What do you mean, Ono, we're staying? You wanted this to happen. You like staying here. No, since this morning they've been wasting my time. They say my documents aren't complete. They need 3x4 photos. They say we told you, but you forgot. But I can't remember a thing. No. Yes, I went and cancelled the tickets. Today's over now. I'll give them the photos tomorrow and it's done. I have to stay one more day because of 4 photos. I've been running around like crazy for 2 months to be transferred. In the end, it... What's going to happen? Mother, I beg you, don't start again. What's your role amidst all this mess? I know you didn't come to Mashhad because of my business. I came so you wouldn't be alone. Now I know what your reasons were. Okay, okay. Okay, yes, Mother, go to the shrine and let me get back to my work. I've been keeping the photographer waiting. When are you coming? Hello, Mother? Hello? Oh. The line went dead.
When is the devil's favourite word? Hello.
Well, hello there.
You've got a loving heart, Mother. I envy you.
And you should. A mother whose daughter doesn't envy her isn't worth anything.
Where were you all these years?
Oh, my darling girl, who can stand being away from her mother? A couple of hours is like a year for you.
Okay, now answer me. Where were you?
A wonderful place.
I can guess where you were from your rosy-coloured cheeks. I know the places you love going to. Did you manage to touch the tomb, huh?
Of course I did. And I prayed on your behalf as well. I told him that I have a daughter who's a bit spoiled, and you know that she's got a pure heart, but she's a bit spoiled and stubborn. She was always like that.
Yes, you're the only mother who talks about their child's faults.
I didn't tell everyone. I told someone who knows everything better than anyone else.
Okay, now stop. Then it didn't need saying, did it?
That's a pilgrimage for you, my darling. Saying the things you need to say to the one who knows everything. The main thing is to pray from your heart, earnestly, because God knows what's going on inside everyone better than themselves. But he wants you to ask it for yourself.
Oh, no, I'm so sorry. Sir, I apologise. This mother of mine sometimes rambles on and won't stop talking. I only wanted a 3x4 photo and I've been keeping you waiting for an hour.
Oh,
sorry.
Don't say things like that, my girl. You know, I'd be willing to wait here all day just to listen to your conversations. All this faithfulness is commendable.
Mother,
well,
he's talking to you.
I'm sorry, sir. I swear I won't talk or disturb you again.
No. Actually, you should talk, Mum. Talking is a skill that not everybody has. Okay, my girl, get ready. Mum, please step aside.
Thank you. You're too
kind,
sir.
Oh, no. It's a pleasure, Mum. Look at me.
Yeah?
My dear, look straight into the camera. Yes. Yep, that's great. Okay, now, turn your head a bit to the right. Yep, that's great. One more. Look at me.
Okay.
Okay, don't move. Wait. Okay, finished. Now, come with me. And look at the photos and choose whichever one you think is best.
Okay,
thank
you. Okay,
my dear.
Let's go, Mother. Oh, Mother, look at you. Don't do this in front of the people. Mother, he just said good things about you. Do you want him to regret it, huh? Yes? Wipe away those tears. Oh, Mother. Don't use your tears now. You'll need them later. Let's go. Let's go.
Here you are. Ah, you're cleaning the street. Take one.
Thank you.
Take more.
No, no, thank
you. Are you sure? Don't be shy. Here you are.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Oh. Hello, Miss Sally Paul.
Hello.
Here you are.
Oh, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I told you you'd buy pastries.
Well, you're right. You did tell me. How did you know?
It was like a revelation.
No, really. Can you predict things? Oh, Miss Sally Paul. Once, we had a guest from India. He was Indian. He could predict the future.
No, I'm not a psychic. I found it in some other way.
From where? Oh, Mr. Mozzabatti called and told you.
Mr. Mozzabatti? Well, maybe he did.
But Mr. Mozzabatti doesn't know you. Why should he call and tell you?
I don't know. You just guess on. Anyway, what's the occasion?
They agreed. They'll give me a loan. Oh, by the way, Miss Sally Paul, you had no calls.
No, they called me on my cell.
Oh, then it didn't explode. Then, God willing, you've been transferred to Tehran, then?
No.
You should have bought something, not me.
No, I haven't, sir, not yet. Only for 4 photos we have to stay another night.
Then, thankfully, you're staying another night, then.
Mm.
Excuse me. I say, Miss Sally Paul, can you really predict the future? What happened?
Nothing.
Oh, your mother's here. Hello.
Hello.
How are you? Help yourself.
Wow, thank you very much.
I've heard that thankfully you're staying another day, right?
Yes, we are.
Thank God.
Thank
Excuse
God.
Me. Do you want another?
No, thanks. God. Why are you sitting here?
I don't feel like being in the hotel. Have you been crying?
No. Mr. Razzie showed me an album and he's going to show it to you later too.
You've gone pale. Did you see scary pictures? Mother, why do you do these things, huh? I'm still alive. Look at me. It's too early for crying and mourning.
Stop it. Don't say these things. Why do you insist on tormenting me, huh? I only wish you had a little... just a little hope, my girl.
Why should I have any? You said study and become a doctor so you can cure other people for the rest of your life. And here is the result. Look what's happened to me. I couldn't study properly and become a doctor so I could cure at least a few. I always had bad luck.
What are you saying?
Running all over the place to be transferred. I don't even know if I'm going to be alive for 4 months, 5 months, or a year tops. Ridiculous. I knew I couldn't finish my research.
There's a reason for everything, my darling.
Oh, I beg you, please don't start again. We're nearly done. We just have to get the photos.
What's the matter, dear?
I'm fine.
Are you okay? I'm going. Come to the hotel. Don't be late.
Hello, hello.
Hello, son. Sajjad. Sajjad? What's going on, son? Breathe for a minute. Tell me, what's the matter?
Nothing. Is this charged?
Yes,
A little boy who they say couldn't walk before. Now they say he's been miraculously cured.
Did you see for yourself?
Yes.
Where is he?
2 streets away from the shrine.
By the shrine?
Yeah, grandfather, is it charged?
Go, yes, yes. Go take the picture, quickly. Hurry up, run. Miss Alipour?
Yes?
Sorry for disturbing you.
No, it's okay. Sit down.
I wanted to ask you a question. Do you believe in miracles?
Did my mother want you to ask me this?
No. That poor woman just cried when you left the shop.
Listen to me, sir. I'm a doctor. I believe in medication. And so if the doctors can't find a way to cure you, then nothing else will.
You mean you haven't witnessed miracles while operating on someone?
Well, that's different.
The difference is that some people don't want to believe in it.
But in my opinion, everything has a scientific reason. Even death and cancer. But the difference between them is that when you do find out, it's too late.
Listen to me, ma'am. I don't want to force you to do anything. I don't even want to advise you. But throughout my life, something has been proven to me several times. Whatever happens, every incident has a reason. Like right now, we're sitting here and talking. And two streets down, a miracle has occurred. I'm not saying this because I know you have a problem. And, you know, your problem can only be cured by a miracle. No, I'm not saying this because of that. It's because you're a doctor. Most of the time, hopeless and helpless people come to you. And they expect a miracle. I've seen many people like that. People that look for a sign, an excuse, to strengthen their belief, to boost it.
Then they shouldn't come to me. Well, if I survive.
Everything has a reason for itself, Doctor. You become a doctor. And you come down with an incurable disease, something other doctors can't find a cure for. You coming to this city. Every one of these things has a reason. Every one of them. This album you see here, this album's called The Miracles. Don't think that all these people in this album here had cancer and were cured. No, not at all. People need small miracles as well. But some people have big miracles happening to them. Every one of the people in this album had something happen to them that made them come to this city. To that shrine there. And to my shop here. Yes. If you get the urge, take a look at it. Every one of them has a story. And if you had time, I'd tell you their stories.
I'm a story myself. Someone could tell my story to other people.
If you took a look at these, you might even find your own story in there. God be with you.
What happened, Haji? You were fine a minute ago.
Do you know him?
Yes! He's our own Mr. Samovar.
Mr. Samovar?
Yes!
He just got like this. He was fine. I don't know what happened.
Step aside. Step aside. I'm a doctor.
Yes, she's a doctor. She's a doctor.
Okay, now cough. Cough. Help him cough. Oh. A piece of crystal sugar got stuck in his throat.
Hmm. That was close.
Thank God.
Okay, now pick him up.
Pick him up. Slowly, slowly, slowly.
I was suffocating.
Thank God. Haji, do you want a glass of water?
No, I want to breathe.
You don't want anything?
No.
You didn't show me the pictures from last night.
What pictures?
The ones you ran to come and get the camera for.
Oh. I didn't take any.
Oh, no? You were too late?
No, actually. I was on time. My anger was great, but however much I tried, I couldn't press the button. I couldn't. I don't know. It was a strange feeling. I don't know.
Son, when you become a photographer, there are times when you can't not take a picture of something. But the greatness of some moments, the sweetness of others, even the worst moments, seem impossible to fit into a frame. No.
Hello.
Hello.
Welcome. I was expecting you to come and pick up your photos yesterday. They're ready.
I'm sorry, I couldn't.
Oh, I understand. You were busy with that poor man that you saved.
No, I didn't do anything, sir.
Of course you did. Of course you did.
Your album.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Last night I was worried you might think I'd taken it for myself.
I can't say take it, because the truth is it's very dear to me.
I know. Okay, so can you take a picture of me and my mother together?
Of course, I can. You first.
Sir.
Yes?
Early in the morning we went to the shrine together.
Well, 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 well. That's great. Did you pray for me as well?
I don't know how to pray properly myself.
You don't need to know how to pray. You only need a pure heart. You first.
No, you first.
Please.
I've got cancer. Lymphoma, to be exact. I've had several surgeries already. They extracted the malignant tumours. Well, that's cancer anyway. I know better than anyone else where the red line is. Because I'm a doctor. But there's still room for doubt. Every day in the hospital, I see death in front of me. And that's why I have accepted it, and I'm preparing myself for it. But it hasn't been long, though. I mean, since yesterday. When I saw that man choke and fall to the ground, it was as if I'd seen it all before. Everybody thought he was dead. That he'd had a heart attack. I would have thought the same thing, but his pulse was non-existent. He couldn't breathe. But Mother, I didn't do anything. I knew all along what was wrong with him. A piece of crystal sugar was stuck in his throat. When I took it out of his mouth, when I raised my head, do you know what I saw? I don't know. But I think that these things happen for a reason, you know? Sometimes you don't understand some things. Mm.
Doctor, it's belief that keeps those people from dying. Don't you agree?
But it might not keep me alive.
What?
But don't say that, my darling.
But if I do, maybe I'll understand what the reason behind all these events are.
God willing, whatever happens, happens for the good. Are you ready? Okay. Now, please give me a little smile. Wait. Ready? Congratulations.
Thank you.
By the way, your 3x4 photos are ready, by the way. Let's go.
I don't need them anymore.
Why?
پشت همین پنجره تنهام بذار، میخوام پر از نم نم بارون بشم، جایی میونه بودن و نبودن، میخوام تو این خاطر مهمون بشم، کبوتر مسافرم میگردم تو این گذر دنبال خاطراتم، اینجا پر از حال و هوای عشق، هر جا بری مثل سایه بهاتم، جوانیامون توی قاب عکسام شبیه اسکناس تا نخوردن، یه عمریه عبرابه ها دقیقا خطوط چهره ما رو شمردن، جوانیامون توی قاب اکسان شبیه اسکناس تا نخوردن، یه عمریه عقربه ها دقیقا خطوط چهره ما رو شمردن، من تو خودم گم شده بودم، اما من اومدم راه و نشونم بدی، تو شهر تو هیچ کسی گم نمیشه، من اومدم تا تو امونم بدی، تو شهر تو هیچ کسی گم نمیشه.